So what has the reception been like to the two new lines?
I think reception has been incredible. I was with retailers last week, and Walmart told me that Rapunzel, which was available exclusively at Walmart, was the fastest-selling interactive toy that they've had since the entire Toys for Life category was introduced. So, anecdotally, as a small bullet point, I think people have been really, really excited. Of course, Frozen has been a fantastic movie, mm-hmm. and Anna and Elsa are both brand new characters that have joined the Infinity family. And so reception for those characters, their toy box pack where you can change the sky and the ground, and their adventures and their abilities inside of the game has been overwhelming as well. It's been really cool to have all these new characters, especially female characters as well, that has broadened our user base with lots of female gamers.
Can I ask that question now? Because it's kind of like at first everyone was like, where are all the female characters? And then all of a sudden the female characters come out in full force. Was that kind of like your goal along the way, or did you guys have that moment that said, whoa, we need more female characters?
I think the lineup actually happened more organically. You look at the playsets that we did at launch, and there was really not a thought of, oh, this should be male dominated or female dominated. It's just it was the characters that belonged to those properties, and you know we obviously had Violet and Helen mm-hmm. as part of Incredibles, so we felt like that was some really awesome female characters there. And Holly and Cars, and then it was organically you had the Frozen movie coming out and fall, you know, later in the year, and so I think at the back of our minds we knew that we did want to be very supportive of the girls, and so it was intentional that it kind of happened naturally also, just that the properties lended itself to what we needed.